When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Dallin speaking.
Yes, hi, this is Ashley. We're back. We are re-entering the podcasting realm.
Why do we start every podcast like this? Just, we're so... Listen, we just don't have a regular cadence. And you guys, honestly, I wish this was our main thing.
Listen.
I wish this is what we did the best at and put the most energy into. It would be so fun. I had dreams when I was in high school of being a radio DJ, say a few quippy things here, have a guest there, put on some sweet music here. I had dreams and I still do. I think I would be really good at that.
Then you married me and I turned you into a family vlogger. And now you have to make reels all day.
Hey, we have fun doing that too. And I think we could do both. But there's only 24 hours in a day and humans have to sleep and kids are a bit demanding.
They are.
And you know.
I don't even, what time is it? I have to pick them up at 2:30.
See? Here we go. We're already stressing about...
Is it 1:30?
It's 1:30. Yes. What time do you have to pick them up?
2:30.
Oh, we're good.
I mean, great. I just had this list in my head of like, let's podcast and then we'll do this.
Oh.
And then we'll do this.
Yeah, we try to... That's how stressful it is over here sometimes.
It's not
trying to cram everything into nap time and before we have to pick kids up from school.
I don't think it's stressful. It's just like...
urgent vibes.
You have to retrain your brain to only have one dream a day. Like, everyone has many dreams a day. Like, oh, I want to wake up today and eat food, this food particularly, and maybe do a couple of these activities. We just have like one dream a day. Hmm. What do you want to do today that will support your family and pay your mortgage?
Yeah.
You have one choice.
And hopefully fulfill you in some way.
Hopefully fulfill you. Speaking of dreams, I brought the dream book with us today. Dallin and I bought...
Look at that segue.
I know.
That was really good.
I love it when it happens. I have this dream. It's called Dream Dictionary, an A to Z guide to dream symbols in psychology. And it's the number one dream book that I found in 14 seconds on Amazon.
So you know it's good.
I've been sleeping on the couch because I've been having terrible dreams that wake me up. Well, and now I'm just afraid to sleep in our bed because I only have dreams in bed.
Allow me to turn on my wizarding hat.
Do you
put on my wizard
this?
Hat and interpret your dreams?
I don't think I recognize when I'm stressed. I just think I have like traumatizing...
I know when you're stressed.
...dreams. Why? Because...
you start manically cleaning and...
I haven't manically cleaned.
You get this look in your eye where like, I know that I need to drop everything and do what you need me to do.
I feel like that never happens. Yeah, it does. I feel like you don't know what those things are still to this day.
Yeah, it does. All right. I'm going to interpret your dream.
Okay.
Tell me, what are your
dreams? This is what I remember, but it was like one of those dreams where you wake up a couple times and you're like, I think it's over.
Okay.
And then it wasn't over. So I was in
you woke up in your dream like Inception?
No,
you thought you were awake, but you were still asleep?
No, I woke up to real life. And then I was like, holy jeez, that wasn't fun.
Okay.
Then I went back to sleep. And then it was like, my brain was like,
it turned on the dream again, the same dream?
That happens all the time to me.
Cool.
No, because they're usually, it's like me getting murdered.
Oh, murder. Let's look up murder.
No, it wasn't that.
Let's see what Eric Aykroyd has to say about murder.
It wasn't murder today.
Who is Eric and why does he claim to be an expert at interpreting dreams?
Listen to me, it was not murder. This was one of my worst ones.
Okay. Was it like descriptive?
It was just like my brain found all the ways to traumatize me. Okay, so I was in a hospital room with George, okay? And there was a kid on the chair with a broken arm and the doctors were like, we're going to set it. And so they set the bone and the kid is screaming. Well, I think it was George at first. I think it started out George had a broken arm. So that was sad for me. And I knew that it was going to be the most painful thing ever. And so like, as they're setting the arm and George is screaming bloody murder, like screeching in pain.
This is a horrible dream.
And my heart is breaking. Suddenly it's not George there anymore. And George is standing next to me, except he's sobbing because this kid who is screaming bloody murder is upsetting him so much. So George is like sobbing. And then a nurse comes in and she sees that George is having a hard time and she's like being nice to him. And I start to trust her. Okay. But then she tells George, and I hear everything she's saying to him. She's like, I've learned how to enjoy this. I like it. She was like trying to teach him how to not be so emotionally impacted by it, but she did it. She taught him how to be like a torturer, a serial torturer, because she was a torturer. She like tortured people.
So you're afraid of somebody teaching George things that he shouldn't.
I'm sitting there like I'm not in control somehow.
You want to be the only one teaching George how to live his life.
No, listen. Okay. She changes George. She like takes his fear and turns him into like a serial killer. So then I have this, I wake up with this deep, sick feeling that I'm the mother of a serial killer. Like my precious angel boy has been completely corrupted and now wants to hurt and kill people.
There's a woman in your life.
Because he came back in and listened to the boy screaming and liked it.
Creepy.
And then he wanted to hurt the boy.
You have a fear that George is going to turn out because of somebody else into something.
This isn't your interpretation.
This is me. No one cares. I put on my wizarding hat.
I don't like that. Okay, so how you do this.
I'm just as smart as Eric Aykroyd.
You need to learn how to interpret that. So you need, you can't.
I did interpret it already. There's a woman somewhere that you're afraid of indoctrinating George or turning George into something that you don't want him to turn into. It doesn't just have to be a woman. It could be anybody. Maybe you're afraid of me or one of his teachers.
No, with this book, you have to pick.
Did you have a weird interaction with one of his teachers yesterday?
No. I mean, she was really nice and she told me she's having a baby.
Was she?
Yes.
Well, Eric, Dream Dictionary
listen
says.
Listen to me. You're not
The
listening.
Murder probably represents something
there
in
There was
your...
no murder. Broken bone. So look up broken bone.
Torture first.
Listen to me.
You want me to interpret this or not?
I have learned how to do this. You can't look up. No one was tortured. Look up broken bone.
Torture isn't in here anyways.
That's
okay.
What it
broken
should be.
Bone. Breasts. Brother.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Things you see. The two things Dallin cares about most in this world, breasts and his brothers.
Boobs and my brother.
All right. Well, Dallin refuses to interpret my dream from the dream book that we have.
Did you find it? No. I'm not refusing. I just couldn't find anything. The other one was way better.
Apparently we have another dream book. Do we?
We do.
Okay. Well, you want to just interpret it yourself?
Yes.
I will allow it.
Okay. There's a woman or a person or a thing in what your is, life, okay. Like an institution,
hold on, I need to,
a church.
What does the broken bone symbolize?
That could symbolize what George turns into or what happens to George that you don't want to happen to George. You want to be in full control of who George becomes.
No, I don't.
But there are other things
I don't
that are
want that.
Influencing our sweet son that you don't like.
I feel like, do you really think that?
I'm just interpreting a dream. This doesn't have to be 100% true.
Okay.
I'm taking off my wizard hat.
Well, I hate this, so let's do the next thing. I found in our cupboard, do
maybe
you remember
that means
these?
It is true.
No, I just don't talk about my dream. I like the actual books that tell you the real things.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I found these little books. I bought them a long time ago.
This is a blast from like 4 years ago, podcast past.
These are written in 1913 and they're called Don'ts for Husbands. And then Dallin has a little red book called Don'ts for Wives.
So this is the segment where Ashley gives me some good advice and then I give her some good advice. Yeah,
this is advice. I'm going to give Dallin the Don'ts for Husband advice. I've handpicked a few selections.
Okay.
And then Dallin will give me advice. And this is...
back from the good old days.
This is straight...
when people understood the roles of men and women better.
Straight from your great-grandparents' time. It might help you understand them better.
Yeah.
Written in 1914 to help a husband and a wife have a fulfilling marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
This one's important.
Okay.
Don't say your wife wastes time in reading, even if she reads only fiction. I thought that applied to me. Okay, here's what you can do. Help her to choose good fiction. And let her forget her little worries for an hour occasionally in reading of the lives of others. But above all things, don't put on the schoolmaster air. She'll never stand that. Rather, let her pick her reading for herself.
Her little worries. Insignificant little
the
worries.
The solution is for you to help me pick good fiction because I can't on my
Here's
own.
Here's one. You need to know this. Don't argue with a stubborn husband. Drop the matter before argument leads to temper. You can generally gain your point in some other way. Don't manage your husband too visibly. Of course, he may require the most careful management, but you don't want your friends to think of him as a henpecked husband. Above all, never let him think you manage him.
And do that artfully. Lastly, I got one for you.
Don't return to an old grievance. Once the matter has been thrashed out, let it be forgotten or at least never allude to it again.
I don't even know what that means.
Just don't bring up stuff from the past. Thrash it out and be done with it.
Don't shut all the windows on the ground that you can't stand the draughts and then complain of a headache. That's so you.
Wait, we don't have any windows
Anytime
on the ground.
Anytime I open the doors, you're like, shut the doors.
That's only during the summer months when the air conditioning is on.
We're not paying to heat the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't do that and then complain of a headache.
No, the air conditioning's on. They didn't have air conditioning in 1913.
Don't be too sensitive about your personal appearance to wear glasses.
I'm wearing glasses right now.
So don't be too sensitive about your personal appearance to wear glasses if your sight requires them. This is stating by not saying it that glasses are extremely ugly.
Okay.
And if your nose is not the right shape, be satisfied to wear spectacles.
All right. Is my nose the right shape?
Just like the spirit these are written in.
Yeah.
Just gives you a peek into a previous time. Okay, here's one. Don't put your foot down. If your wife wants to join some society of which you don't approve, produce your arguments. Then if she fails to find them convincing, let her be an ist or an anti to her heart's content. She really has as much right to her own opinions as you have.
No.
To her opinions. And there is no cause to quarrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's some more advice for women. Don't take your husband on a laborious shopping expedition and expect him to remain good-tempered throughout. If you want his advice on some special dress purchase, arrange to attend to that first and then let him off. Men, as a rule, hate indiscriminate shopping.
Speaking of dresses, don't take so little interest in your wife's dress that she might as well wear a piece of old sacking as far as you're concerned.
Okay.
It is very discouraging to a woman to find that her husband neither knows nor cares how she dresses.
Oh. See, I actually think this is all pretty good advice.
Don't growl when your wife asks you to fashion her dress. You know you consider it a very becoming dress and it would be spoilt by fastening in front.
Here's a good one for you. Don't sneer at your mother's old-fashioned ways. They suited your father well enough, and perhaps she can give you points. Your mother-in-law can give you points.
Here's a good one. Don't let your wife become deadly ill before you insist on her seeing a doctor. Some women imagine they are ill, but others never mention until they are at the last gasp, and their husband should keep their eyes open.
That's so funny. It just treated women like they were goofy, silly...
little puppies.
Like ornaments that make babies and they're supposed to look
sometimes
keep sweet.
They pretend that they're sick, but other times they don't tell you when they're sick.
They're like half human. They talk about women like they're half human and they're just supposed to never speak up and
it's just that they're not sensible enough to do the sensible
thing. Apparently. That's funny. Like the Walt Disney video where he paraded around that girl to say she's a new representative for the Imagineering department. And just like, would you look how pretty she is? And everybody's like, wow, she's a pretty one. And she hardly says anything the whole video. And it just seemed, it was so normal back then, like 1950s. Look at our pretty new. And it was only literally just that she was a good looking woman and like literally nothing else. Did you see that video?
No.
It's funny. And it's just so normal to them. They're all like, great. Anyways, look at this new ride coming up. It's funny. It's just, it's not funny necessarily. It's just interesting how women are just.
It's because some men allowed their wives to be an anti or an ist, and it changed the world.
Yeah.
Okay, like one... unsaid feminist.
Okay. Oh, an ist. I get it.
Get it?
Here we go. One last thing for women. Don't let your husband wear a violet tie with green socks. If he is unhappily devoid of the color sense, he must be forcibly restrained. But don't be sarcastic about your husband's taste in dress. Be gently persuasive and train his sense of fitness.
Be gentle with those
little
angels.
Yeah.
Or else they won't take you seriously.
Yeah. Try to just finesse it.
Just don't ruin his life.
Don't come right out and say it.
Del, I think that we need to have a moment where we applaud you.
Oh, hell yeah. I love being applauded. Tell me
all of the work you have done around.
Tell me all the good things that I do.
Around our.
A man needs to hear that more often, including me.
Just let me say it and I'll say it.
You read all the comments of that video where you're talking to me like a toddler.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, men just need to be told that they're doing a good job.
I tell you that.
No, I know. I can never hear it enough. I love hearing any words of affirmation that you have for me is all I'm saying. So sometimes, let's have it then.
Sometimes it feels like it's never enough.
It isn't. So. Go on.
Okay. Dallin did Violet's whole room upstairs.
You painted a little bit.
I think we were fighting a little. So it was almost like.
A nice escape for me.
No, like you escaped from me and I escaped from you.
Yeah.
But we don't remember that anymore. All we remember is that you did that all by yourself.
We're never going to dig that up again. We thrashed it out and we left it in the past.
And now we've forgotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it turned out really good. It
turned out so good. It has like a Victorian feeling, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's just like colorful and I've never had color.
You know, when you're listening to something while you're doing something and going into that place that you were doing that thing reminds you of what you were listening to?
Okay.
I think of the Elon Musk book whenever I go into her room now.
Ew.
Or I think of the Harry Potter books.
Okay.
When I think of being a custodian in elementary school, because I listened to all the Harry Potter books while I was vacuuming the hallways in high school. Little things like that.
Yeah. Every time I listen to Harry Potter, I think I'm in my bed that I grew up sleeping in.
Really?
Because I fell asleep listening to that like every night because I had night terrors even back then.
Jeez.
I know.
Speaking of knock knock jokes, which we weren't speaking of, but anyways, speaking of
Avada Kedavra,
I have a knock knock joke for you.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
You know.
You know who.
Avada Kedavra!
Okay,
go on.
That's not the only house project that we have done.
I've been on a friggin' roll.
Well, you didn't do the next one I'm talking about.
Oh.
You didn't oversee it.
I did. As the man of the house.
I don't like to talk to people I don't know, so.
Nor do I allow you to.
Every time.
Lest you represent us wrong.
The scene when anyone rings our doorbell is I run into the room and shut the door and Dallin answers. With the dogs.
Hide your face, woman.
No, because I just don't. You never know if it's going to be a murderer, okay?
Your hair looks really good with like this volume happening right now.
Oh, I showered and I didn't brush it.
It just looks good.
It's actually.
I like the volume.
It's in a large tingle atop my head.
Does good things.
Thank you.
Voluminous.
Thank you. So we renovated our
see
kitchen.
That? Okay, go on.
And
I did oversee this. I called,
found
I scheduled,
the painter.
I found a good painter with good reviews. This painter is, one in St. George.
This is the process. Dallin tells me he wants to do a big project. And I'm like, maybe. So then he calls the painter, has them come. And then he schedules them and then he backs out. And then I call him while I'm doing stuff with the kids. And I say, no, let's do that. You want that done.
Uh-huh.
And then it happens.
Yep.
They did a good job.
They did.
So our If you know anything about us, you know that we don't have previous experience interior designing. And when we bought this house, the builder was so cool and he thought he was doing us this huge, cool thing, this big favor. And he was like, you know what? I had everything picked out, but you guys came in early and bought the house so you can just repick everything. And we were like, what? So we just looked up.
Cue the next few months of being stressed out of our minds, trying to find what looks good.
And yeah. And it. What ended up happening is our cabinets were the same color as our walls and also the same color as our floor. It was, you know, it wasn't the exact same color, but like I was trying to be very neutral and ended up being too neutral, I think.
Yeah.
And it just kind of felt, there was just kind of a.
Whites and yellows and browns and.
Whites and yellow and cream.
Creams. And it's just like. Just,
the cabinets were never what we thought that they deserved to be. Mm-hmm. So we repainted them. You found the color pewter green.
Yeah.
And it looks so really good.
It's like a dark gray green.
And then we called them last second, like 2 hours before they were going to come painting. And we were like, paint our shiplap wall this color.
Uh-huh.
We were just on Pinterest and we looked up even better beige because we heard that could be a cool color.
Well, we asked everybody, all of you guys on Instagram.
Yeah. And a lot of people were like, oh, this one family has the same color cabinets and they did even better beige for their shiplap wall. Mm-hmm. So we looked it up and it felt a little too
yellow or brown or
creamy.
Something.
But the color right next to it on Google was
Woodfire Ash.
And we were like,
it's like a perfect light gray.
Without sampling it, we were just like, that's it. And we painted our wall that. And is the if you looks, need the perfect, like cozy, really light gray color, but that has like a very cool, cozy vibe.
It's so good.
We want to paint our whole house that color.
I want the whole house to be
it's like the ash coziest fire
gray.
Woodfire ash.
Right there. Right. Ashfire. Charizard.
Ashfire such place.
Blackfoot, Idaho. Yeah. That's the color.
Woodfire ash. If you need the perfect, most cozy, so subtle and neutral gray.
Man, I love that color. I just want to shiplap the shiz out of our house and paint it all that.
When I was like 13, my mom found this color called Creamy Cocoa and like painted one room that color. It was like this, it's basically, it's like the color of your mom's house, but kind of darker brown.
Okay.
Looking back, it was like a brownie brown.
Yeah.
And then she loved it so much, she painted the whole house Creamy Cocoa. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, why would you do that, mom? But that's how I feel. I think you just have to turn 30 and you find a nice gray or a brown color. And you're like,
resonates with your soul.
This whole house needs to be that color. I will paint
the whole house this color.
Yeah.
No, but even just painting the kitchen when they had it curtained off with plastic, it still got paint dust everywhere.
Oh,
we're like wiping our cabinets across the room. They did a really good job. But still, the paint dust from the paint sprayer.
So they use a paint sprayer. Guess it dries in the air, some of it, before it hits the cupboards.
Yeah.
And it like wafted. I'm sure so we're going
to. That's the only reason I'm hesitant to paint more. I'm
sure we're going to die. My face broke out in like this weird rash. I think it's from all the paint fumes.
Yeah. Jeez.
I thought it was just zits, but then
I gained like 10 pounds.
I put like a cold cloth on it and it felt so good. And I realized my face was burning. It was either the paint or I found an old, like, what do you call it? An old face cream bottle. Like it was pretty old and I used it. So it was either that or the paint or a combination of expired face cream and paint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably that because I didn't break out, but I don't know.
Well, just because it doesn't happen to you.
I did get a headache from all the fumes.
We've talked about this. Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean that it doesn't affect anyone
else. Do I need to read you some more rules from this book?
If it works for you, that doesn't mean it works for everyone.
You need to yield to my temperament. That's what women do in the home. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any parenting wins?
I just feel like if I
fails
can just
are next,
calm so. My shiz
no,
down.
This is a win.
Yeah.
Is
and
this
just,
a win?
And just be with the kid like Violet.
Okay.
Just doing silly, goofy stuff. They freaking love it.
Kids,
it's like they're on mushrooms all day. They have so much serotonin pumping through their brains.
They just want to connect.
They're just happy and they want to connect with you and the earth. And whether you're a good parent or a bad parent, there's something psychological where kids love their parents and they are like, Jordan Peterson said, like, kids have the potential to be your best friend. And if you just like they just, their default is to love the crap out of you, mm-hmm. you know? So anyways, just like, if I'm just playing with Violet and I just do something goofy, she loves it. Like, I just chase her around the house now and she says, "Can't catch me." And I run her around and then I'll grab her and I'll just like to her belly and she loves it. And then she chases me around. Then I chase her around, just goofing around. And it's so cute.
That's your win.
Yeah.
What?
Do you
have a fail?
I've never failed once.
That's my boy. That's why I married you.
Yep.
My fail is I woke up early this morning because I went to the gym for the first time. P.S. It was a barfer.
Oh. Wait, you went to the gym today?
That's why you watched the kids.
Oh, with Violet.
Yeah, I took.
That was a barfer?
I went to burn boot camp.
I thought it was a chill thing for kids or something.
No, that's later. I also signed up for a mommy and me gymnastics class with Violet.
Okay.
Not the gym for Violet. I went to the gym for me.
And Violet went with you.
Yeah, they have a special kid daycare.
Oh, okay.
They say it's complimentary, but it's really expensive. So it's just built, the price is built in. Yeah, no.
So it was a barfer. Tell me about it.
Well, no, for my fail was that I woke up early and I was like, I'm going to just make a great breakfast because I'm not going to be here for it. And I just assume people are going to care. Uh-huh. They don't. So I made croissant rolls.
Okay.
Pillsbury.
Yeah.
There's a spaceship.
A giant truck trying to make up the hill next to our house. Ugh. Love living next to construction.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
I made Pillsbury croissant rolls, which would have been a beloved treat in my childhood. Mm-hmm. Every child came downstairs, tasted it, and said it was disgusting and that they didn't want it. And they said they'd rather be hungry than eat breakfast. Because I'm trying to do this thing where I'm like, you're in charge. Like, you don't have to eat the food that mom makes, but that's the food that there is. But you can choose to eat it or not. And I, in my head, this magical moment will happen where they're like, well, if that's the case, mom, then I'll eat this. But they just always say, well, I guess I'll starve until the next meal. Yeah. And then they walk away to listen to a podcast.
Parenting is a thankless job.
And I'm like,
until they turn like 30 or something, their brain finishes developing at 25, 26.
And I'll be like, remember that time I made you croissant rolls? Yeah. Pillsbury croissant, name brand?
I
know.
Now I look back at my mom and I'm just like, she had never done it before. She's doing the best she could with the info. She did great, by the way. But she, like, every parent is just doing the best they can with the
grouchy
understanding that they had.
Right.
What'd you say about me being grouchy?
You were grouchy. You told me you were like a grouchy teenager.
I wasn't always grouchy. There was just, obviously I had my moments as a teenager where
you were probably just like George.
You just want your mom to please meet all your needs and all that selfish stuff.
George's perfect day is he stays up in his room and fluctuates between watching TV and listening to the Story Pirates podcast whilst eating snackies in his bed. So whenever I'm like, let's go to the park, buddy, or let's go on a family hike, or let's go on a walk, or how about we go get donuts? He's just like, do I have to? I just really need a relaxing day.
Yeah, it's so like, hard.
You're literally homeschooled. What you're ails home you, all my the little time.
Freeloader.
Yeah. So yesterday he was like, when my homeschool group, he's in like a co-op, he was like, when it's over, can you promise me not to sign me up for any more classes? He was like, no soccer, nothing. Oh, I don't want any classes. I just need a break from classes. I'm really tired of them. I was like, listen, George, you're homeschooled. You need these.
Yeah.
You need to leave the home sometimes.
Child. Man, I'm wondering if I was his age, I had like one cassette tape that I listened to so many times. He has all the podcasts under the sun, all the kids' podcasts. He listens to Story Pirates. He listens to his Tonys. He has shows on his iPad.
I listen to.
Like, I'm just, if I were a kid that had all those things to listen to, like, I had this one story tape. Maybe I had a few.
You should have had
but
more than one, Del.
I had some books. I probably had more. I don't
you
remember.
You had
but
toys.
Well, yeah. I'm when I was his age, I'm wondering.
Your Christmas videos. You
I
have
think been. I've just played outside a lot more. I love being outside.
They play outside. We call it sunshine time. And I've convinced them that their body.
You'll get 3 minutes a day.
No, I am like, your body needs it to grow. The doctor said we need sunshine time. And they're like, I love sunshine time. But like, if the doctor says we need it, then it's not stupid mom telling us to go outside.
Which is kind of sad. I watched this old, when we went up to my mom's for her birthday, we turned on some old home videos and we were all, it was like Kevin's first, my younger brother's first birthday. And we're all just happily sitting around the house, nothing on.
Well, it was, TV. We're just all content
just sitting around. Well, after that too, we're just kind of sitting around just being, not needing to be constantly stimulated by our electronic devices. And
we don't let them on those all the time.
I'm just saying there was a level, increased level of, there was a few steps down of dopamine required in order to be happy.
I know. You say that and then the first time the kids yell or scream in the house, you're like, I bad time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you are.
No, I don't. I don't reward bad behavior with iPad.
They're just, you're weak.
No, I'm not.
They are. You are. They know you are too. That's why they were watching iPad. I was gone for 1.5 hours.
Well, I told them they could only watch Mr. Rogers or Daniel Tiger.
I'm just saying.
Those are
weak.
Pretty good options during the day.
I'm always like, well, they're always like, we're so bored. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm so excited for you.
I had stuff to do.
Well, just tell him, go. I'm always like, boredom is the first step to having fun. And you're on the first step already. I wonder what the second step is going to be. And they're just like, ugh.
Yeah, I probably could have.
And then when they leave, I pull out my phone and hide
James
in my
just
closet.
Asked me so sweetly.
I know.
What am I going to say? No.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's
saying. She's so sweet. Yeah, anyways.
Have you been outside today?
Yeah. No, I need to go outside more.
Great.
What's coming up?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Just.
Are we even going to go to Disneyland during the holidays? It's the most magical time.
No, because they're being penny pinchers and they're not letting anyone buy a season pass.
Here's the thing.
You know what, Disney? I'll play that game and not come.
They don't even care. They're probably already all booked out.
I know. Well, we'll just go when it's $50 a kid.
Yeah, starting January 7th, the day after the Christmas parades end and they turn the Haunted Mansion back to normal, kids' tickets are only $50
I think for I'm a few just months. Like a Scrooge, but I don't care about the Haunted Mansion. I think it's...
The Christmas Haunted Mansion?
I just think it's like almost less fun Christmasified.
Really?
I just don't like The Nightmare Before Christmas. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It is weird.
James is was it watching the claymotion? It. Well, like claymation? James was watching it and Sally... has like an owner, this man, this like scary scientist owns her. And I was like, he like does experiments on her body and stuff.
Is that the girl with the stitching for
yeah.
mouth?
Yeah. Like also he made her.
Yeah.
I think he made her. So now he owns her.
Huh.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
Just every time he makes a show, I'm like, why'd you have to make it so weird?
I'm more of a Jake Burton person myself.
Who's that?
He started Burton Snowboards. Mm. Yeah.
Well, everyone, just a pleasure to check in with you. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and the YouTubes TikTok. If you don't yet. And TikTok.
We're just doing lots of brand deals this holiday season.
And we want to give back for a little bit for every brand deal that we do.
And they're giving us a lot of stuff that we're just giving away.
Yeah. We're very fortunate. We get sent cool stuff from companies and we just want to give some of that on to you guys.
This week we've done an iPhone because we did an OtterBox brand deal and they sent us an iPhone to show the OtterBox. Mm-hmm. So we're giving an iPhone away. That one's still open. And we did a brand deal with CVS. And so,
already picked the winners for those.
Okay, message them. They were so excited. $300 gift cards to CVS, mm-hmm. which is someone literally wrote a CVS poem.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Cool. Okay, that's that. See you guys.